أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24. اكتشفوا المزيد من القصص العظيمة على sbs.com.au/arabic.
النايدوك ويك، الأسبوع اللي يهدف للاحتفاء بتاريخ وثقافة السكان الأصليين.
نضيء على ثقافة السكان الأصليين وربما سنجد قواسم مشتركة عديدة.
الواحد بيكون قلبه مفتوح على الثقافات الأخرى، أكيد بيشوف النقاط المتشابهة.
رح نحكي مع صبية لبنانية خفق قلبها فاستمعت لدقاته ووضعت ثقتها بحكم القلب دون أن تعير الأصول أو الخلفية أو اختلاف الثقافة أهمية كبرى.
فانيسا فخري من لبنان مشبعة بلبنانيتها، وكاميرون سميث من السكان الأصليين لأستراليا وأيضا مشبع بعادات وثقافة تعود لآلاف السنين.
خلينا نشوف كيف تعرفوا وكيف لقوا قواسم مشتركة بين الثقافتين.
هاي فانيسا، مبروك. Congratulations on your engagement. Happy news. أكيد. Can you tell us more about how you guys met? How was it at the beginning?
Thank you so much. So we were both working in Central Queensland and we met at the Emerald Races, which is just race day. And from there we started to speak and we exchanged Facebook and we just started to talk from there and we both...
Was it love at first sight, Vanessa?
Well, for me it was.
When you took your news to your family, tell us what was the family reaction at first?
So I told my family maybe 3 months after we had been speaking. Cameron had asked me to be his girlfriend maybe 3 months after talking with each other and getting to know each other. At first, my parents were very cautious because I am the oldest and they did, you know, say, are you sure? And like, what about a nice Lebanese boy? But I just explained to them that, like, Cameron treats me well. And as soon as they met him in person, they saw how much he loves me, respects me, and how happy he had made me. And now they've come to love and respect him. So they, we have a lot of shared values, which we'll talk about later. But they are very happy with Cameron and they see how well he treats me. I think that's all that really matters, if your daughter's happy and she's treated well and how she should be treated like a princess. And yeah, they're very happy and they love him just as much.
Vanessa, you probably have learned a lot about Aboriginal culture at school, but since you met Cameron, I'm sure you've learned new things. What did you learn about the Aboriginal culture? Things that you've only learned because you are with Cameron now.
So one thing I did learn, I always knew about that they respect their elders, but that was very much reinitiated when I met Cameron. He would always speak about his grandfather and how much his grandfather had an influence on him, on how he grew up. And his grandfather was a big role model on how he should act as a man and how he should respect people and always be polite and always have mannerisms and to be trustworthy and honest and reliable. So that's one thing that Cameron has sort of carried down from his grandfather, those values. And that's probably one thing I did learn a lot, is just how much they respect their elders, which is very nice that, that he has continued to do that. So I think some people have forgotten that with how they've grown up or how, like, with society and social media these days, it's just there's no respect sometimes. So he definitely has carried that through with his Aboriginal culture and similarities to our culture as well. So,
especially family values. Was it surprising to you, Vanessa, that we do share all these beautiful values and you're about to start a family? Was that something that maybe, was it surprising to your family that we have, we do have all these similarities?
Yes, I think at the start, my parents, they weren't as educated and they didn't realize that the similarities were so similar, all the culture aspects were so similar with family values. But yeah, once they got to meet him and they spoke with him and they spent a few days with him over Easter last year and Christmas last year, this year obviously we haven't spent a lot of time with my family because of COVID, but they have come to see the similarities, that it is very different. It's just that he doesn't speak Lebanese, but he has embraced
well, you can
culture.
Teach him.
We can teach him, but he has definitely embraced culture. He loves the food, he comes to church with us.
The food, 100%. Since like Cameron has been in touch with the Lebanese community, you mentioned last Easter, last Christmas. What has he learned about the Lebanese culture, or in another way, what would you like him to know about the Lebanese culture?
Is he online? He can answer that.
Hi, Cameron. Thank you for joining us. Well, getting engaged to a Lebanese Australian. How did your family receive the news?
My family, they, you know, when they met Vanessa, they loved her straight away for exactly the same reason why, you know, she definitely caught my eye as well. So they were very, very, very happy. She has such a bubbly, outgoing and fun personality, you know. So it's and she's definitely not shy.
She knows how to break barriers.
I think they were just happy that I found somebody.
What have you learned about the Lebanese culture?
Other than food, Cameron.
Yeah. it's definitely beautiful how there's still so much tradition and I guess cultural beliefs and values you guys are talking about that are still carried through, even, you know, into, I guess you could say, a modern Australia. A lot of things, and especially a lot of young kids these days, I guess, start to lose touch with, you know, where they're from or their past, which... In a very close community, that definitely was not the case. You know, when I met Vanessa, it's all still very much intact, which is important because I guess the kids of this generation are still, you know where they're from and where the history is, and still carry, you know, a lot of those lessons and values and those foundations. I'm sure they'll pass on to their children. So that was really nice.
Yeah, Cameron, what would you like to tell us, or what would you like us to know the most about the Aboriginal culture?
It's a very, very old culture, but I think Vanessa summed it up perfectly before. The foundations are exactly the same. Like, I was quite lucky as a young kid, you know, I sort of learned a lot about my history and my past, but ultimately it all comes down to respect for yourself and others. Vanessa said, you know, definitely your elders, and just the morals that you live by. And it just comes down to day-to-day things, you know, just making sure, as she said, my grandfather taught me, like, the way that you carry yourself is very important. And I think that it's good to be a role model myself for, you know, the community and Indigenous Australians, and definitely, you know, doing my family proud as well just by being a good human. And I think it's exactly the same when it comes to, you know, to the Lebanese culture.
I think that's a key thing we have in common, Cameron, respecting the elderly. And we look up to them, we value and cherish the elderly in our cultures. When you have kids in the future, what are the values that you going to make sure you instill?
Definitely the same. You know, I really value honesty and definitely, you know, respect for others. And we'll definitely, you know, with our children, that'll pass through. I think they'll be quite lucky. They're going to have quite a mix of, you know, you've got two cultures there with a long history behind it. So, you know, I think they're going to be very, very lucky.
Indeed. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors. We know you are engaged to be married soon.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Thank you, Cameron, and congratulations to both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
اضغطوا على اللايك او على الشير او اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.